This podcast is about the forced swim test. So what is the forced swim test? Behavioral tests are employed in laboratories. They may also include the maze test, the beam test, wire hanging, and social behavioral tests in unfamiliar environments. But of all these tests, the forced swim test is one of the most cruel and most unscientific. It involves the dropping of a mouse or a rat into a beaker of water to observe its ability to swim, unable to escape until it gives up and floats. It is used to assess learned helplessness, which is a feature of depression-like behavior in mice and rats. It is used in psychological studies and to test the efficacy of antidepressant drugs. In terms of animal welfare, forcing frantic animals to swim for fear of drowning is both physically and psychologically damaging. Does it work? How scientific is this test? There has been increasing debate in the scientific community about the validity of the test. Variances in how the test is conducted can be critical, which means that there are substantial differences in behavioral responses observed between studies that use the same model, even the same animal strains. This is because even simple model parameters such as the cylinder diameter, the depth of water, and the water temperature are sensitive enough to lead to variations in measured responses. Even if these variations were removed, the test is still invalid. Experts reason that floating is more likely to be an indication that animals are learning, conserving energy, and adapting to a new environment. Instead of giving a true indication of mood or depression, the forced swim test in effect really only records the time the animal takes to give up its struggle to swim to survive. Whilst depression is a chronic relapsing disorder, the mood of an animal could change when the test is complete, and this does not represent the human condition. Immobility in animals may be prevented by a drug within 24 hours, whereas there is a therapeutic lag in humans, further evidence of the futility of the test. And how do we know that the test is failing? An analysis conducted by Emily Trunnell, PhD, from the Laboratory Investigations Unit of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, with data from four major pharmaceutical companies, found that the forced swim test was less predictive than chance at determining if a compound would have antidepressant efficacy. Additionally, a large variety of non-antidepressant drugs in the clinic have been shown to exhibit antidepressant-like effects in this model. So what are the alternatives? Well, firstly, I would like to state the point that this test should not be conducted even if there were no alternatives, because we understand that there is a need for viable, basic and translational tests in the field of mental health research, but continuing to use a test as scientifically faulty as the forced swim test, simply because there is nothing better, should not be the other option. Any data is not necessarily good data and could lead to misleading results and ineffective treatments. The test was designed in the 1970s, and fortunately, there are updated, more reliable research methods that do not use animals. Relevant alternatives include testing on human platforms. For example, novel compounds might be identified using mathematical or computer modeling of human systems or by a drug repurposing program. These compounds might be tested on human tissues or cells using advanced in vitro methods, such as in organoids or microfluidic systems. Epidemiology is another tool for understanding how to prevent and treat human depression. Further, funds can also be allocated to support and improve access to existing mental health treatment. In light of the failings of the test and ethical concerns, scientists all over the world, including at top pharmaceutical companies including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, AbbVie, Johnson & Johnson and Roche, are no longer wasting time and money on this test. Academic institutions have also rejected the test, including King's College in London. So what is the situation in Australia? Our research has shown that the forced swim test research is continuing across Australia, primarily through universities via funding from the National Health and Medical Research Council grants and financials from the Australian Research Council in the form of awards or research fellowships. And these are tax-funded bodies. Now, we found out about this research through an analysis of publications. There has been recent progress, with Griffith and Adelaide universities no longer approving the four swim test research protocols. However, we have found that there is reluctance for universities or other stakeholders to take a leading position on this issue, and this leading position is much needed to drive change. We have contacted many stakeholders, including medical peak bodies and funding organisations, to take a position, but we've really experienced a reluctance from these bodies. This could be explained in part by analysing how animal research is regulated in Australia. Each individual institution can approve its research, and despite the code requiring that only scientific valid research is funded, and that animal models only be used when there are no non-animal methods available, there seems to be a hesitance for strong oversight or a change to the system. What are we asking for? So we would like the NHMRC, Australian Research Council, not to continue to fund this research. We're calling for statewide and territory-wide bans on the four swim test. And we would like this ban reflected in the NHMRC code for the care and use of animals for scientific purposes. And what are we doing on this issue? We've been sending briefings and requesting an opportunity to speak with relevant bodies directly. We've been spending time trying to uncover what research has been approved and why. Requesting bans across all states and territories. And this is a long-term campaign because statewide legislation is not reviewed with the frequency that you may expect. But this is necessary because the universities are currently left to approve the research and the funders are continuing to fund such research. In the meantime, we hope universities will take a more ethical and scientific stance without the need for a legislative provision. And you can take action via contacting these universities still conducting the four swim test via our website action. If you look on our website, humaneresearch.org.au, under our rodent case studies, you'll find a summary of the research using the four swim test in Australia and a link to a take action email page in collaboration with PETA. And I'd like to make reference that New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society, they have a website with some information on the test and how it relates to their campaign in New Zealand. And PETA have been working on this issue for some time in the US and internationally and also have some resources on this issue. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us in putting an end to this cruel and unscientific test.